1-800-636-6663.
President Obama is worried about how his strategy will play out to the crowd on the Hill. He told congressional leaders on Tuesday that his decision on new Afghan war strategy wouldn't make everybody happy. Who cares? It's about taking the lead and making a decision. It's been over 2 months. And only one meeting with General McChrystal since he got the gig back in May, and that happened last week. 8 years invested in Afghanistan. It's time to decide whether or not to trust what General McChrystal is saying and put in 30 to 40,000 more troops and other trainers to fight the war. Even Republican Senator John McCain warned the president against what he calls half measures and said, implement a plan, man. You have to do this and not leave the guys dangling for assaults like the one that happened to them, of course, in a region that was mountainous and they were overrun just a couple of days ago, where 8 people were killed. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We give you that water cooler buzz and then some. You can join the conversation at 800-259-5791. So my two cents is this. It's time to get off of indecision road and make a decision. There is no way to waffle on Afghanistan. I mean, there's a way to do it, but it's not a good thing to do. After that brutal firefight in eastern Afghanistan just last weekend, the 8 U.S. troops killed, and then, of course, NATO forces saying 100 militants died, and with the public, meaning you and me, not real happy with what's happening over the war, and the lots of skepticism happening among even the Democrats, of course, who are questioning whether it's worth sending in more troops. Who cares? Make a decision. Yes, of course, there's not a consensus. There wasn't even a consensus in the meeting that the congressional folks had with the president about what should be done in Afghanistan. It's not like going to a Girl Scout meeting and deciding how many Girl Scout cookies you should sell and what should be your goal for the season. We're talking about lives on the line. So what's your point of view? You can weigh in on those digits, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Promise we'll get to a mailbag segment in this hour. Also, at the tail end of the hour, we're going to lighten the load. I have 10 big fat suggestions for David Letterman as to what he could do with his time instead of seducing the pretty women on the staff. Just don't go there, Dave. Maybe my suggestions will help. And just so you know, prior to the show, I did email them to the David Letterman show. I'm sure it's in some trash can somewhere, but I think you will enjoy it. In the meantime, we're dealing with the realities close to home over financial issues, with more foreclosures set to happen, sadly, at least that's the forecast anyway, coming up in the next couple of months. In fact, if you talk to anyone in the housing business, whether it's a realtor or somebody handling mortgages, the picture is pretty bleak. Same for unemployment. What does the president think about the unemployment situation? We're going to jump to that in a few here momentarily. But first, let's head out to Rocket in Missouri. Rocket Man, what's going on?
The playoffs, of course, coming up.
Sweet.
But I just want to say, I want to chime in again on Afghanistan, right on to what Mark had to say. Does anybody know their history? We have to go over this again, man. Nobody wins in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. Nope. Look what happened to the Russians.
Look what happened to the Russians. Alexander the Great, who's gay, he married into it. He was smart. The British Empire, at its height in the 19th century, lost 3 battles at the Khyber Pass. I mean, this is the British Empire. The Soviet Union lost. I'm going to tell you, when the Americans are gone, and the time the Afghanis are still going to be there, it's a no-win situation. It's ridiculous. I cannot believe and Obama's he's totally incompetent. You know, it's just it's crazy. I mean, it really is crazy.
It is.
You know the thing about it is it's this half measure thing. I think that's a pretty good advice, but really it's got to be a no measure on this. And I'll tell you why, because it's an impossible war. I was out with a friend of mine the other night, and she said to me, we just need to bomb them into the Stone Age. I said, they're in the Stone Age. I said, I don't think you want to know the history. She didn't know the history of Afghanistan. I said, you don't understand, man. These are the toughest warriors in the world. They don't need high technology. You can bomb them till you're blue in the face, and it doesn't matter because these people live for war. They're not gonna surrender. So all
right.
We're doing is so it's just let's get into our history, folks, and realize that there's just certain parts of the world you don't go in. It's just
You're right. It's a hornet's nest. I say that all the time. Absolutely, Rocket. And now you've got guys over there. It's sad. What happened to them? Their bodies have been flown back to the United States. But, boy, that's a tough thing for those families to swallow. Yes, they knew what they were doing, I guess, in going to war because they were being patriotic. They wanted to serve.
Sure.
But at what cost? At what cost? It's I want these guys to be okay. I want these women to be okay. They shouldn't be in this situation.
No, and I think what Mark asked the question, and it wasn't an unpatriotic situation. His question was, why?
Why, yeah.
Why? And I think we need to come to real politics and understand, not be caught in the prison of the present, as Daniel Morrison said, concerning history. We need to understand historically that this is an impossible situation. Okay, now I'm a pacifist, but even if I wasn't a pacifist, there's certain parts of the world you can fight in. You can't fight in Afghanistan. It just doesn't work. And that's one of the things that McCain, though I didn't vote for him or Obama, McCain pointed that out in the debates. He said, have you ever seen that terrain? It's impossible.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
You know, so anyway, just wanted to reaffirm that, you know, with some people have been calling in, and, you know, from my perspective. And so.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Get into your history, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. You made great sense to me, Rocket. As always, good luck to your Cardinals. We'll see what happens with my Phillies.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, you just cannot. It's forget the second guessing, forget all the other crap, and this is the commander in chief's decision. So, you know, in going to Afghanistan, and now with the Taliban having the upper hand again, gee, what a surprise! So, in 10 years from now, in a decade from now, would I be on these airwaves or somewhere else, or writing some commentary and saying that, geez, do you remember when we were talking on America Tonight back in 2009 about this jumping off point, and here we are, 10 years later. More lives lost, nothing gained in this. Some Taliban killed a few of the main cats here and there, but we didn't snuff them out. There is no V for victory to be had. And, yeah, we're leaving some guys over in Afghanistan just like in Iraq, but, you know, we got to leave. It's like the botched election. $300 million we pay for the election in Iraq, and how does it turn out? That there's no even score. That there was voter fraud, and a lot of people think Karzai really shouldn't be the president. Give me a break. Coming up, as I mentioned, what Obama had to say about unemployment, and is there a silver lining? That's next.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is an important message for caregivers.
My mom spends a lot of time alone, and I worry about her safety and well-being. Sometimes she forgets to take her medications, and we both know that puts her health at risk. I would like an easy and inexpensive way to make sure she is safe and taking care of herself.
If you have a loved one who spends time alone, we urge you to request a free caregiver's guide. Call 973-872-9400 or visit www.thecaregiversguide.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Well, I was looking at a chart, and we're talking about recovery and the economy and unemployment and all that sort of stuff. I was looking at a chart the other day about Saturns. And, in fact, as we know, Donovan jumped on the air, and I asked him about his girlfriend owning a Saturn, and he was going to advise her where she could go to take her car because the Saturn dealerships are going to be kaput. They're dumped, basically. GM hitting a massive pothole, to say the least, as they're trying to turn around, but sales with the Saturn and problems with the Hummer deals and whatnot, it's been pretty difficult, obviously. And I looked at this chart that showed the Saturn sales, just to give you an idea. 2005, right? 213,657. 09 through September, how many they've sold? Through September, 60,000. 60,000 Saturns on the road. Ooh. Now, anybody working for Saturn, they had to know the handwriting most likely is on the wall here. I'm going to tell you why lettuce and eggs are risky business on the food list. But before we jump to that exciting story, unemployment, the joblessness, the recovery, and what's really going on out there, people that are underemployed, people who are stringing together part-time jobs. And, I mean, we're talking about all kinds of people, blue-collar workers, white-collar workers. You know, there's a million stories, So here's the deal. Economists are saying that job growth always lags following a recession. Give me a break. How are you going to have a recovery when you have unemployment near 10% and it's expected to actually go higher than that. At least it's going to officially hit the 10% number. In places like Las Vegas, it's already obviously over 10%. And to be honest, in California, I think the real number is larger than that as well. But here's the president's take on the ugly unemployment numbers.
I also wanted to say a few words about the unemployment numbers that came out today. As I've said before, my principal focus each and every day, as well as the principal focus of my economic team, is putting our nation back on the path to prosperity. And since the period last winter when we were losing an average of 700,000 jobs per month, we've certainly made some progress on this front. But today's job report is a sobering reminder that progress comes in fits and starts, and that we're going to need to grind out this recovery step by step. From the moment I took office, I've made the point that employment is often the last thing to come back after a recession. That's what history shows us. But our task is to do everything we can possibly do to accelerate that process. And I want to let every single American know that I will not let up until those who are seeking work can find work, until businesses that are seeking credit are able to get credit and thrive, until all responsible homeowners can stay in their homes. That's our ultimate goal, and it's one that we are working every single day here in the White House to accomplish, whether it involves implementing the Recovery Act that's already helped to bring back America from the brink of a much worse situation, or lowering the cost of health care for businesses and families. And that's why I'm working closely with my economic advisors to explore any and all additional options and measures that we might take to promote job creation. Whenever I see statistics like the one we saw today, my mind turns to the people behind them, honest, decent Americans who want nothing more than the opportunity to contribute to their country and help build a better future for themselves and their families. And building a 21st century economy that offers this opportunity, an economy where folks can receive the skills and education they need to compete for the jobs of the future, will not happen overnight. But we will build it. Of that, I am both confident and determined. And on behalf of every American, I will continue in that effort each and every day for as long as I am in this White House. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, that doesn't really tell us much of anything. Okay, so where are the jobs? What are the jobs that are going to be created? We see what's happened, obviously, with the stimulus and where that's gone so far at this point. I wonder how many people really, really, really think they're going to be better off financially in 2010. I think most people, frankly, are just trying to, you know, keep their head above water. Even if you're in a good position, you're listening to me, and you're in a pretty decent position, and every day to yourself you say, oh, thank goodness, oh, thank goodness, thank goodness, thank goodness I have this happen. Thank goodness I got out of the market when I could. Thank goodness I had the 401k and it's, you know, I retired right before everything collapsed. Most major U.S. companies aren't expected to report hardly anything in the way of revenue growth during the third quarter. The fourth quarter, probably nothing great either. No great shakes there. Then you have the National Retail Federation saying on Tuesday that they think sales during the holiday shopping season will be down probably 1% at least from last year because people don't have jobs. There's not a lot of wage growth. They're not getting raises, etc. And you're going to see people spend probably less money, although it's very tough, I think, for people to do that during the holidays. And I hope that if you're in that position, you don't go crazy and put all this money on your credit cards because that will ultimately nip you, as many of you know. But I think that most people are just trying to tread water. Even if you're in a decent position, you're saying to yourself, maybe I ought to live a couple of ticks below my means because look what happened to Joe down the street. Look what happened across the way. Geez, good people, how'd that happen? That company closed down. And a lot of businesses are going under that I don't think people thought would go under. Not the obvious ones, but some of the others. And then when you look at these big corporations, you tell me, do you think that, and I'm about capitalism, I mean, the country was founded on capitalism, I get that, right? And we know we live in the greatest country still on the face of the earth, despite all the things that we're talking about. That's why we're all so passionate, because we want to protect that. We know we're lucky. We want to keep it that way. And the bottom line is, why do you have some of these CEOs? Hey, big dollars, whatever. They're making the company money and all that stuff. Okay, fine. But when you have CEOs, especially when the company's tanking and they're making stupid decisions because there is where the buck stops with the head guy, and they're making 500 times what the workers are making, I'm sorry, that's out of whack. Do you think 500 times more is just outrageous? I do. They could still make oodles of money. But if they're making 500 times the company struggling, they're not putting anything back in. I mean, at least Bloomberg, which I'm not a great defender of the mayor of New York's, but at least Bloomberg's not taking a salary because he has so much bloody money. He knows he takes, what, a buck for being the mayor or something? I mean, can't these CEOs do some of that? I don't say they have to take a dollar, but do they have to have 500 times more than what the average worker for them has? Oof. You know, more than 7.2 million jobs have been lost in the past 21 months. Oof. I don't want this show to turn into doom and gloom, but sometimes we have to smash ourselves with some realities. 7.2 million. I have two really good friends that are out of work, and I'm telling you, they've tried. Now, they're doing things on the side. When I say on the side, things that they're not making great money at, but they have to do something, and they're doing some things, but it's pretty bleak for the amount of people they're going after, sometimes these unbelievably low-paying jobs, anything, to just have money coming in the door. But that is a staggering, staggering number. And how you compare that? 2.7 million jobs were lost during 30 months that went from March 2001, so that would be the beginning of the previous recession, and August 2003, which would be the last month of job losses right before the very beginning stages of that credit crisis that we had in the summer of 2007. And that's, folks, that's not that long ago. And now we're talking about 7.2. Wow. I mean, incredible. Unemployment really just there almost at 10%, officially 9.8% in September. The jobless rate, I mean, almost any economist will tell you, it has not peaked. I don't care what they're saying out of Washington, what kind of spin they're selling. It has not peaked yet. And, I mean, these are rough times for so many. And that underemployment rate, and this is the number that gets me, because really people don't know, and that counts. You know, basically, the Labor Department reports the underemployment rate, and that's a number that counts people who are working part-time jobs because they can't get full-time work, like my two friends, as well as the people who have just given up. Hey, forget it. I'm so depressed. I can't look anymore. I've been looking for a year. I actually know somebody in that category, too, out in California. Stay with us. More to come here on The Flip Side.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
I have some advice for David Letterman. You don't want to miss this segment. So does Craig Ferguson. He has a take on David Letterman. We're going to let you hear that, too. This is for you, Rocket Man in Missouri, his Cardinals in the playoffs. And the series now, the Major League Baseball playoff schedules are set. Now you're tuning in. How does she do that? She goes from the doom and gloom of the horrible unemployment picture, like Afghanistan, how we are screwed because Obama won't make a decision to, oh, yeah, there's baseball. Again, that's why people fight the good fight, so that we can do things like watch baseball games and take a break from it all once in a while. Even Mark in New York would cop to that. I know it. I don't even know if he's a New York Yankees fan or a Mets fan or could care less about baseball. But anyway, in the American League, you have New York versus Minnesota. That's right, Minnesota at New York. I'm going to tell you what happened there. That series starts on Wednesday. How about it? Then you have L.A. versus Boston. That starts on Thursday. Boston's at L.A. If we go to the National League, you have Los Angeles, which, of course, is the Dodgers, not to be confused with the Angels. The Dodgers taking on the Rocket Man's Cardinals. That's Wednesday. That series starts, by the way, the first pitch there, East Coast time, 9:37 p.m., baby. Late night for people staying up and watching that series. And then my Philadelphia Phillies take on Colorado, and that's on October 7th as well. That's an afternoon game. Love it. 2:30 in the afternoon. You can bet I'll be watching that tomorrow at some point, just getting near a tube. All right, so here's the thing with Minnesota. And I got to tip my cap to Minnesota, seriously, because the Twins ended up beating the Tigers, and it took them 12. It took them 12, but they did it. And what a couple of days it had been in Minneapolis for sports fans there. It was just an unbelievable game. The Metrodome exploded, and it's their last, I mean, this is the last time for the Metrodome. They've got a new facility. So the Metrodome just erupted. It was crazy. Carlos Gomez, yeah, ran home like a rat with the winning run to finish off the AL Central race. It was a one-game playoff. Yeah, so the Tigers just faded. And the Twins can't celebrate that long because, as I mentioned, they got to take on the Yankees. The Yankees are in waiting. But, wow, exciting stuff for the people in Minneapolis. Something for them to cheer about anyway with how well the Twins were able to finish it off at 12. So, you know, there was nervous moments there, edge of your seat kind of deals where you're just sitting on edge hoping they're going to clinch it, close it out, and did it in did it in 12. Now it's on to the Yanks. And this is on the heels of Brett Favre and the Vikings beating the Green Bay Packers at the Dome. So Monday Night Football is actually what delayed the baseball game for a day. And the Twins did it on Tuesday. So that is the Daily Salute. By the way, if you have any suggestions for the Daily Salute, it can be just a hometown hero, somebody that's done something amazing that we don't know who they are. You can send those suggestions to us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Several of you have done that. In fact, in a few moments, we're going to actually go to the mailbag. Do you believe it? I know. Sometimes we get so in the thick of this thing that I completely forget about the mail. But we've got some. I promise. We will do it. In the meantime, got to fill you in on a couple of other quick things here. This whole deal of social networking, if some of you are saying, I don't know what you're talking about, Kate. Facebook, that's garbage. Twittering, that's garbage. Yeah, Pete in Minnesota, or not Minnesota, Pete in Kalamazoo is saying to himself, oh, man, forget about all that technology stuff. And here's the deal. So now all these things are happening because of Twitter and Facebook and blogging and whatnot. And you had, remember the G20 summit was just in Pittsburgh. You had two suspects that were arrested, I guess maybe 10 miles or so from that summit. They found maps, computers, all kinds of equipment, and they were anarchist kind of guys, right? And what happened was the attorney for one of the guys arrested during that summit he sent Twitter messages to help protesters is arguing that they were merely passing along public information, saying, look, that's the Twitter thing. They were relaying to the protesters what routes they might take and where police have said don't go and things of that nature, and noting that the police had made the information available on the internet anyway, so that's exactly what they were doing. And I don't see how this is a criminal deal, because they were telling people, you know, where not to go. But the cops are saying that the guys, both of them, had scanners to pick up the police and emergency service transmissions. They had headphones, microphones, maps, all the stuff that I just described to you. And yes, they were protesting through Twitter to tell the people who wanted to protest and the groups where the cops were going, so that they wouldn't get arrested, so they wouldn't be apprehended. So the charges are hindering apprehension, criminal use of a communication facility, and possessing criminal instruments. They're both out on bail, but this will be a big test of what's happening, especially with Twitter, because it's an online social network tool that sends brief messages to people who sign up for them, and it's huge. I mean, they passed something like the 300 million mark, and, you know, some of it's goofy stuff that people will write, famous and not so famous people. And then you have stuff like this. And remember, there were Twittering messages that were coming across in Iran when there were the protests during the election where Ahmadinejad was declared the winner. But there was that power to the people moment. And when the government basically shut off all media access, a lot of the information was coming out thanks to Twitter. So I'll be curious as to how much that plays into it. This could be one of those situations where you're talking about free speech. Is this, you know, the legality of the whole thing? It's a big time test on these new technologies, to Twitter or not to Twitter. I don't know, Donovan. I was going to Twitter some information, but maybe I've got to pull back on some of the things that I want to say because it could be used against me in court someday or misunderstood. Do you Twitter?
I don't have the attention span for Twitter.
This is Donovan. Yo, I'm on my bike going home. Just left the studio.
Really, I don't think the world at large is ready to know when I eat a sandwich or what I happen to think about the new Pepsi commercial.
And that's it, exactly. Most of it is inane stuff. Most of it is just whatever. People just saying things that aren't of any significance. But now you have politicians who are doing that during you know, meetings and whatnot, they're Twittering out. You have people in Hollywood that are Twittering things about movie sets they're on. You have other things that are coming through at interesting times when something's just happened to somebody. Like we had a couple of incidents with planes where people were trapped on a plane, the plane turned around, whatever, and that was being Twittered out. So I don't know. I'll be very, very curious as to what they're going to say with this. I mean, some of this is First Amendment stuff once again. So do they get a slap on the wrist or what? Because that G20 summit, you had hundreds of protesters. They didn't have a permit. They tried to march, but they ended up getting into it with the cops in the streets of Lawrenceville, which is very close to downtown. You had police in riot gear. You had, you know, pepper spray occasionally that were on some of the people that were protesting. There were a bunch of arrests by the end of the day. Only 83 people were arrested over the 3 days, which is pretty good if you think of that kind of a summit. So will these two get nailed for this, for pushing out the information as where people shouldn't be? And like I said, the real true test here is of the whole social networking thing, you know, in general, as to what you can and cannot do. And I'm thinking that it's probably going to be a free speech thing if the lawyer presents it right, that's going to go in the favor of at least one of the guy who's probably doing that, although they could look at the headsets and all the other stuff, and that might be a little bit trickier, let's say that. Also, quickly, if you missed this, I did talk about this a little bit through the couple of hours of America Tonight, but the Supreme Court is debating dog fighting videos. They heard about an hour of debate, and that's the intent of this decade-old statute talking about, you know, this cruel animal cruelty, and whether or not, if you've got videos that you're marketing that are showing dog fights, should you be able to do that? Or are you doing something cruel to animals, basically, which would be against the law, spreading the, you know, profiting from the torture and the abuse of animals. And, man, I'll tell you, this is also dicey, because this could go the way of the whole First Amendment argument as well. And the idea is, how far can you go government-wise? Because are you appealing to the worst in people? And then could you say that there are other things where animals are abused on the screen or in other circumstances, so you wouldn't be able to do that, right? And, you know, you could take it even a step further than that, talking about human behavior. But it was pretty sick. The one guy who was sentenced for the Underground magazine advertising his, you know, videos through Dogs of Velvet and Steel, and this is where this all comes out of. A federal appeals court had thrown out his conviction, a guy named Robert Stevens. He sold those videos of dog fighting in this mag, made some money, and they threw him in jail. Catch 22 on this one. Stay with us, Letterman, next.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
The other thing is my wife, Regina, she has been horribly hurt by my behavior. And when something happens like that, if you hurt a person and it's your responsibility, you try to fix it. And at that point, there's only two things that can happen. Either you're going to make some progress and get it fixed, or you're going to fall short and perhaps not get it fixed. So let me tell you, folks, I got my work cut out for me.
All right, so that's David Letterman talking just the other day about his situation you heard there with his wife, saying that he was going to have to work on it. And this is in light of what happened last week, the story that broke that he was being blackmailed for $2 million by somebody who had been involved with one of the women that he was fooling around with. Regina, his wife, is somebody he had been with for 20 years, and then eventually they had a son, and he married her, and the rest is history. But David Letterman and this so-called scandal, I mean, it, you know, brings to light the whole thing I mentioned earlier about fooling around with people on the job. And I guess the thing is that he was involved with somebody else. So like he said, it does affect somebody else in his life. I mean, he wasn't a solo flyer, so that's certainly why it was such a big deal. And then you think of some of the things that Letterman pokes fun at, and here he is right in the thick of this in this blackmail scandal. Apparently, and we know this, controversy sells and turmoil is good for business, because his talk show ratings have been huge. You know, he used most of his monologue for jokes really at his own expense last week. It was last Thursday when the story broke, and he said he was the victim, remember, of an alleged blackmail scheme and admitted to having sexual relationships with women who worked on his late show. I think the audience was just stunned. They didn't know what to think. It was kind of weird laughter. And, you know, Letterman said the relationships were in the past and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So in the meantime, the CBS News producer, Robert Halderman, pled not guilty to charges of trying to extort $2 million from Letterman. And he says it's Letterman acknowledged having more than one relationship. There was only one woman that was named by name. Her name's Stephanie Burkett. It's all over the place. And that was the main thing in this whole extortion thing, because he was involved with her at one point. So check this out. On Monday, 5.7 million people tuned in to Letterman, more than doubling the audience for The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. Wow. I mean, you know, just slightly less than the 5.9 million, I mean, almost 6 million people watching the Letterman on Thursday when the whole story broke about the extortion and whatnot. See, now, remember Palin? He milked the Palin saga. So at his own expense, do you think he'll milk this a little bit more if there's a way to do that? I don't know. I bet there's going to be pressure to do that, you would think. And it's funny because now sometimes some of the advertisers are asked, oh, are you going to pull out of advertising for the show? And I love what this one guy said. Somebody who's a pistachio guy, a pistachio nut industry guy who just started their first ever television campaign. So get when they start their TV campaign. They started Monday. They had commercials on Letterman and the NFL game with the Vikings and the Packers, which was the most watched event in cable TV history. Did you know that? The Vikings beating the Packers. Hear what I'm saying? The most watched event in cable TV history. So he has got to be stoked beyond belief. So when he was asked about, geez, you're going to pull out of a Letterman show after the scandal, he said, I love the response, no, this is gravy for us. Are you kidding me? And nobody's asked to back out of it because the ratings, you see, people forget that. It's entertainment, and for them, they're loving this. I mean, they might not even say that to Letterman's face, but the ratings tell the story, and that means the cha-ching factor, and so that's the deal. What a guy from Entertainment Weekly said is, look, it reminds us over and over again how invaluable he is. Don't know about that, but it's obviously working for him, sadly, in a much different way. All right, here's what another television talk show host had to say. I like this guy. He's funny, Scottish guy, Craig Ferguson. Here is his take on the Letterman deal.
If you don't know, I'm sure you already know, David Letterman, the king of late night television, unless you believe the NBC press release, the king of late night television, got himself into a little bit of a situation which he's, you know, dealing with, and he's my boss. And my job is to, you know, take the number one news story of the day and, you know, have a bit of fun with it. Imagine your boss. See, so like your boss is caught with his... No, that's a bad example. Stop it. Your boss is caught in a situation which he or she... Because ladies can be bosses too. I look forward to your letters. The person that you work for, the person you admire and respect, is caught in an embarrassing situation, and your job is to be funny about that whilst trying to keep your own job. So this is my last show. I will say this. If we are, it occurs to me, if we are now holding late night talk show hosts to the same moral accountability as we hold politicians or clergymen, I'm out. I'm gone. Because Because I don't think I've kept it a secret from you that I have a few incidents in my own past. But I made the smart move. I wrote them down in a book. Called American On Purpose, available at all fine bookstores.
All right, you got to love Craig Ferguson's take on that. It's pretty good. And then plugging his book at the end. He made a great point there in a comical way about holding the talk show hosts the same standards as politicians. All right, I came up with my own top 10 things David Letterman could do instead of seducing the staff. Get the applause ready back in Minneapolis. Number 10. Exactly. Give me some Sinead for this one. Number 10. Take a walk around Black Rock and buy the staff some hot dogs from the street vendor. Number 9. Go watch the Yankees take batting practice with his friend Regis Philbin. Number 8. Take some music lessons from longtime band leader Paul Schaefer. Number 7, go visit Katie Couric's set while she's doing the evening news and try to make her laugh on air. It could only help those ratings. Number 6, to help the staff write better jokes. Number 5, catch a Rockettes rehearsal just a stone's throw away at Radio City Music Hall. Hey, no harm in just looking, right? Number 4... go do a cameo appearance on CSI New York. Sinead, we got to let you go, honey. I got to finish this one up. Number 3, go to Tiffany's to shop for a bigger rock for the wife. After all, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Number 2, visit the CBS commissary and load up on carbs. And the number 1 thing that David Letterman could do besides seduce the staff, run around Central Park a couple of times and burn off some testosterone. Ooh! Do we have some applause in Minneapolis? I thought that was pretty good. It only took me a mere, 15 minutes to come up with that. Sweet! Yeah, the top 10 things, and I sent it to his staff, David Letterman could do instead of seducing the staff. Crazy, and it's crazy how much controversy has really helped his ratings. First with the Palin thing, and now with his with his own blunders, shall we say. So I bet he's going to talk about this maybe one or two times and then move on from there. But other people are curious about it, I think. Maybe there's a top 10 list of a different sort in his near future. Flip me an email, americatonight.net.
Trying to keep your own job.